This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I do have the director of the CEAD, Professor Konke Mandene, joining me live right now on MUT Radio. So, Prof, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, and good afternoon to the MUT Radio listeners.
Yes, thank you very much, Prof. So, this is the inaugural Scholarship Engagement Conference. It's the first time MUT is hosting it. So maybe if you can tell us what motivated it.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to explain what motivated us to hold this conference, which is the very first conference on the scholarship of engagement. The reason why we hosted this conference, we wanted to bring a shift in the mindset of the university to say community engagement is a scholarly activity. It is not an activity that is exclusive of teaching and learning and research, but it is an enabler for our teaching and also our research. So that is the reason why we decided to host this conference, to say community engagement is a scholarly activity.
Yes, thank you very much, Prof, for that answer. Now, if we can focus now on the theme, because the theme of this program is bridging the knowledge gap in advancing scholarship and of engagement and for maximum societal impact. Maybe what does this theme aim to accomplish or achieve?
Maybe before I can come to that, the reason why we say bridging the knowledge gap, we have identified this gap in the sense that when it comes to an understanding of what community engagement is, there's an understanding that it is not part, it's just a standalone. It is not a part and parcel of teaching and learning and research. So it is understood independent of teaching and learning and also research. So that is a knowledge gap already. Of course, what is important for us to understand is that when we go to class and teach our students, how the information that we give to our students is such an information that has been researched in our communities, with our communities, so that we can solve the social the problems that are in our community, and at the same time inform the curriculum. Okay? So that our curriculum is a curriculum that is addressing the local challenges of our community.
This is very broad, Prof. Now, I'm not going to keep you very long. So maybe one last question. Maybe what were some of the biggest challenges maybe that you encountered during the planning process of this conference? And how did you overcome those challenges?
The first challenge was the funding.
Always.
Community engagement is a non-funded mandate in all institutions of higher learning. It's mandatory by the Department for Education and Training. However, there's no funding for it. There is funding for teaching and learning, there's funding for research, but there's no funding for community engagement, although it is mandatory. So that was the first challenge that we had. However, I am very grateful for the support of our Vice Chancellor. I'm also very grateful because she managed to bring in the high-level speakers, and some of them did not even want to pay for their transportation and their flights because they understand the space that we're in. And I'm also appreciative of the support of Dr. Mini, who is the acting deputy vice chancellor, who has been able to fund some of the activities, such as the registrations of all their participants from MUT and other, and also the transportation of the other keynote speakers. And then, so I'm very grateful. And also, we have our funder as well, which is the National Research Foundation, NRF, SASTA. They also assisted us. So that was a major, major challenge. It was the funding of the conference. But here we are today. So nothing is impossible as long as you go out there and say, look, we need to do this, and then funding always. Thank you.
Wow. And also, this is a very beautiful conference, Prof. Other delegates have been saying, we must say, but thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully, but before I let you go, maybe if you could just unpack this whole day today. because yes. there are still programs tomorrow and then the following day. Maybe just unpack what happened today.
Today we had a keynote speakers in the morning, Professor Francis from University of Uganda, who is the director in the Institute for Rural Development, who really gave us a very insightful talk on the importance of the scholarship engagement. And also he challenged us deeply and they wanted us as universities to be reflexive.
Mm.
In our approach of community engagement, not reflective, reflexive. So it means it was quite an eye-opener and also to some extent uncomfortable, but those conversations have to be said.
Mm.
So that was the one. And then in the afternoon, we had in the morning, again, we had a panelists from various universities, University of Western Cape, Rhodes University, and also the private university, Melkose, he was also there as a panelist, and the University of Zululand. So they also brought their perspectives and also how they are doing it in their own universities. And also really what was, I can say, is a take home from this panelist was the approach in which we engage with our communities. It calls for a lot of humility and it calls for humanity in our approach when we engage our communities. That is Ubuntu spirit.
Prof, I'm not going to keep you anymore. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We hope that you have a lovely night. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.